It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. You're about to listen to our Jonte and Rich On Demand podcast. Did you know we have an after the show podcast called Afterwards? It's completely uncensored and things you'd never be able to hear on our radio show. To find it, just search Afterwards wherever you hear your podcasts.
Wake your ass up, fool. Jonte and Rich. What's crack-a-lackin'? This is the big boss dog, Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom, what you gonna do? We're not talking about Ren 10-10, we're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all, the classy, sassy, big Snoop Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be, and in the place to be, and you're listening to Jonte and Rich. Wake your ass up.
Jonte and Rich. Our phone number is 877-937-1047. So I was telling you guys yesterday, my wife is in San Diego with my youngest son, Dutch. My oldest son, Jake, has a job, and he's working over 40 hours a week. Right, so he was working yesterday till 6 p.m. And my middle son, Kemp, has a basketball tournament in Las Vegas. So I dropped him off at the airport yesterday at 11:30. So I had like 5-6 hours to myself. And I was telling you guys how I'm like really insecure about my nose hair and my ear hair because of my dad, and how several years ago Kyle pointed out a long ear hair that I had.
I was like, what is that?
What is that? And now I see it whenever I see ear hair, and my wife, you know, never looks at me, so she never says anything. I can't get the ear hair, so I've been trying to get an appointment at one of these waxing places. And when I dropped off my son yesterday at 11:30, I called that massage place I like, you know, that's somewhat borderline illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's not. And I went and got a massage. And I Googled around that area where there was a wax place. And I actually tried to time out my day, which I never do, and got an appointment. I timed it out right to see if I can get in after my massage. And they said they can get me in. So I went and got this massage, which was phenomenal. And I'll tell you about the massage, maybe more detail in our Afterwards podcast, because it was phenomenal.
I mean, there was so many. You have to tell us in the Afterwards podcast.
Yeah, because it was borderline. And I'm sitting, things are happening in there, and I'm like, this can't be legal. This just can't be legal. But it didn't. I mean, nothing. I did not get, you know, nothing went like that. But it was just so, it's never happened in any other massage parlor or salon or whatever you call it, spa. So then I went to the wax place, and they did my nose. And they did my ears, which I've done probably 4 times, right? And it's to the point now where it actually feels good when they yank the nose hair out of your nose. It feels, I like it. It feels good. But then she says to me, she goes, you know, you ever have your back waxed? And I said, no. I go, one time I thought about doing my arms, and I did one arm, and I was like, goodbye. I'm not going to do my back.
I remember that. You came in with like one perfectly smooth arm, and then hair all over the other one.
Yeah, it was so painful. And she goes, well, you know, we have this new wax now, and it's whatever. And I was like, she goes, let me just try it. So she does a little, she goes, let me just do a little part of your back. So I take off my shirt, and the little part that she does on my back is a big part. Like, you would think an inch of wax that she was going to do, but she puts like a hand size, maybe bigger than my hand, two hand sizes of wax. Like
that. You're there already. Yeah. You might as well.
And when she did it, it didn't hurt as bad as I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, all right, let's just go for it. Just do my back. And so she did my whole back, and I felt like I was just crossing all kinds of like manliness. Like I was ready to jump out of an airplane.
I am Michael Phelps.
Yeah, I was like, no, I felt more like Jeff Bezos. Like, okay. Oh yeah, rocket out of the earth. I got my back waxed. I feel like, let's talk about innovation. You know? So I don't know. Have you ever had any, your back waxed before, Rich?
I have not.
It's next level. It's crazy. And then when they do the you know, like, what's this part of your belly
the
called?
Flanks.
The flanks. That is so sensitive. Like, when she does that part. Anyway, new respect for women that do all their parts. Like, my wife, she does, you know, does all that. And it's like, I just can't believe, I can't understand going there. No. I just can't understand.
Gone once, never went back.
Oh, my God. Then I went and got a haircut. And then, like, it was literally, I got all, everything because everybody was
spa
gone.
Day.
Was
you
like
had a spa day.
Yeah, day of beauty for John Jay.
And then I went to go meet this friend of mine. And it was perfect timing. He goes, "Hey, can you meet me for lunch? I want to pick your brain on something." I said, "Sure." And it just so happened that my friend is, I'm going to call him the star of Space Jam, the original Space Jam. No, not Michael Jordan, not Bugs Bunny. He was in Space Jam. His name is Cedric Ceballos. He played for the Phoenix Suns. He played for the Los Angeles Lakers. He won the dunk contest in the All-Star game in the 90s. And he's a good friend of mine. So we met for lunch. And I thought, as soon as we sat down, I said, "Dude, how crazy, Space Jam." I mean, like, perfect timing for me to sit down with the guy who's in Space Jam, right? And right after the final, the day after the finals are over, right? So I had all kinds of basketball questions. But the thing that blew me away the most talking to him, he has two lines in the original Space Jam movie. He's got two lines in the Space Jam movie. It was made in 1996. He gets paid half a cent every time anybody watches it on HBO Max.
What?
Half a cent.
Half a cent.
Half a cent is what he gets, half of a penny every time it gets downloaded or anybody watches it.
That's pretty cool for two lines.
For two lines.
In HBO Max.
In 1996.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He gets weekly a check for $300.
That's nice.
Weekly. Now, this is before Space Jam 2 dropped.
Oh, that so check's getting bigger for
imagine,
sure.
Imagine, because as soon as I watched Space Jam 2, I was downloading and watching Space Jam 1.
Yeah, I want to watch the first one,
you
too.
You got to. The Space Jam 1 is so much better than Space Jam 2. And when you compare the two now, it's just, it's fantastic. So I was like, as soon as I was almost Star Trek when I had lunch with him. I was like, "Oh, my God, I just saw you 2 days ago, Space Jam." Like, and then he starts telling me about all the, because he was in a bunch of other movies, too. He was in Eddie with Whoopi Goldberg. He was in Living Color or Living Single with Queen Latifah. Anyway, isn't that wild? Think how many people had to down worldwide had to watch Space Jam for him to get $300 if he gets half
That's
a cent.
Crazy.
That's crazy. And then you also think about if you're an actor in a big movie where you get a percentage every time.
That's like, what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're Tom Cruise, you probably don't have to do anything and just like dollars are rolling
if
in.
You're
all
Jordan, if you're Michael Jordan for Space Jam, how much is he getting?
Woo. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What about if you're a horrible rapper and your name's half a cent?
How much are you getting then?
Yeah. So then after I was done having lunch with him, because what I was really trying to do for my day, because my son Jake and I were going to go to dinner after he got home, but he gets home around 6:30, is I rushed home to watch more of Dr. Death, right? So I am on, I just finished episode 5, I think, on Dr. Death. Where are you, Kyle?
I just started episode 6.
Oh, so we might be the same place, I think. Where are you, Suzette?
I think I'm somewhere around episode 5. I don't think I actually finished it, but I'm around there. I'm to the part where he did surgery on his best friend.
Oh, I'm not that far yet.
Oh, yeah. I'm like after the surgery, and there's been like, there was like a news article written about him titled Dr. Death.
Yes, yes, I saw that.
And there's like, yeah.
I just can't believe that this happened.
I can't believe how hard it was
to take him down.
I mean, he literally is the equivalent of a serial killer.
Like, yes.
But just because he had the title of doctor, he was protected in some weird way.
That's what he is. You just opened up my mind. That's what he is. He's a serial killer doctor, right?
Yeah, and I was thinking about it like, he had, I mean, in this series, he has such a God complex. You would think that's perfect for a serial killer because he's getting away with murder right in front of people and blaming it on everyone else the entire time.
And it's just like, it's insane how hard it is to build a case to bring him down. Like, I don't understand how they have all these people that he's messed up, that he's basically murdered, and they still are like, "He's a doctor." Like, they're gonna give it to him because he's a doctor.
So he is like the top of his class. He's like this great doctor, but he's doing this on purpose. Mm-hmm. He's a serial killer.
Yes.
Whoa, you just blew my mind. I haven't figured that out yet.
Well, I mean,
I thought maybe he's dyslexic. He's got issues so he's doing it on purpose.
That's where it's leading. You know what I mean? It's like, I would think someone who passed their medical exams and someone who writes down the correct, I guess, plan for a surgery, but in the surgery does everything totally different, would have to be doing it on purpose.
Damn.
And that's what, yeah, that's what those two doctors that are trying to take him down are saying.
He's a serial
killer. He knows exactly what to do, but when it comes down to it, he doesn't do that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought maybe that's where the dyslexia came in. But I don't even know. But now that Kyle says serial killer, you just totally like gave me the whole Sixth Sense vibe. Like, no, you just gave me the whole, like, I thought, I'm sitting trying to figure things out, but I never went in there with the serial killer eyes, and now everything makes sense. He's
I can't
a serial
help
killer.
But, like, Google everything about him.
Already?
Every single time I watch it, I always end up going to, like, my phone and just Googling stuff about, like, the best friend, the baby mama, like, everyone.
Does he look like him? Do they look alike?
Yeah, yeah. Whoa. They did a good job.
I think there's a documentary coming out because I was forced to watch a commercial. And it was, like, it was, I think, the real people talking about Death and, like, what their experience and stuff.
That show's on Peacock. It's called Dr. Death. It's highly recommended.
Really good.
Space Jam's on HBO Max.
Not only do you need to know if they're cheating, you deserve to know the truth. War of the Roses, right now with John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, time for War of the Roses. We're going to talk to somebody who thinks that their boyfriend or their girlfriend's cheating on them. Then we're going to call their significant other, tell them they want a dozen red roses and see who they send them to. Cassidy, are you ready for this?
I am. How are you guys doing?
Good. What's your story? What's your situation?
Okay, so the other day, my boyfriend and I, you know, we're like laying in bed, you know, right before bed, getting all snuggly. And all of a sudden, we start kind of talking about getting engaged soon, you know, all the fun stuff. And so obviously, I brought up, you know, the topic of joining our bank accounts. And all of a sudden, my boyfriend gets kind of weird about it. And so, like, I'm sitting there thinking, like, well, you know, like feeling this vibe, like, what's going on that I don't understand? You know, like, why doesn't he, like, want to have a joint account? So, you know, I asked him, you know, a couple days later, I just said it'd be nothing big. And I was like, you know, hey, I just wanted to check on those payments of those shoes that you got me, you know, if they processed.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Can I just check your account? And he, like, got weirdly panicked and would not let me look at his statements. So, obviously, I got, like, suspicious on why, you know? So, I'm just calling you guys to help me out, see what's going on. Like, what's he hiding?
Could he be hiding payment for an engagement ring? If that's what you guys are talking about, maybe he doesn't want you to see that he's paying on one.
Yeah, but, like, how he got was, like, I can't explain. Like, it was just weird. Like something's up.
All right, so the problem happened when you said, give me the passwords. I want to check on payments on the shoes you bought me.
Yeah.
One would think that maybe he'd be like, oh, God, she logs on. She's going to see maybe something innocent. I've been to Chipotle 7 times this week or something like that, right? Oh, my right. God, she's going to see that I love, you know, I go to that candy store at the mall and I buy Swedish fish every day. Like there's a peek into his life that maybe he doesn't want her to see yet. But my suspicion also is this, or as I try to gather evidence, it's like almost like the level of in life of where you are and where he is. Like if I ask, like, how old are you guys? Are you guys in your, like, 19, 20? Are you guys 30? Like, where are you guys?
Yeah, we're 27 and 30. Like, you know,
So you have a lot.
We're,
like,
old. Like,
okay,
ready.
That's what I'm getting at. Like, if you're like 19 and 20, and you're both starting out in life, it's kind of like I wouldn't care. You're looking at whatever. But if you're 27 and 30, he has savings. He has stuff. Maybe accounts you don't know about. Maybe there's things. Yeah. That, maybe you're not to that point yet where, you know, he's gonna put, when he puts the ring on your finger, he's gonna say, by the way, I have this and I have that and we have this and we get married. We're gonna have all this together. Yep. So maybe he's not ready to share that with you yet. Do you know what I mean?
Totally, and I hope maybe that's the case, but I feel like that's like having this, you know, we've been here for 3 years, like, he's never acted this way, but I mean, hopefully, I pray that that's the situation, but there's just something in my gut, and like, I just, there's something is missing here that he's not wanting me to know.
Okay, so we're going to get him on the phone and see who he sends the flowers to. What's his name?
What was that?
What's his name? We're going to get him on the phone and see who he sends the flowers.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Lou.
Lou, okay, we're going to get Lou on the phone. Tell him that he won a dozen red roses, romantic red roses, and he could send them to anybody he wants, Cassidy. Hopefully he sends them to you, okay? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Well, do it next. John, Jay, and Rich.
That number again is
877-937-1047. John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, we're in the middle of War of the Roses. You got Cassidy and Lou, boyfriend and girlfriend. What she said, about 3 years? Three years, boyfriend and girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you guys were in bed talking about the future. You started talking about joint bank accounts. You got a little like, and then one day you said, hey, I want to check on the payments on the shoes you bought me. Let me log on to your account. And he flipped out. And now you're concerned that he's hiding something. You said, I don't know if he's cheating on me, but he's hiding something. So you're like, what? Does he have OnlyFans? Does he have whatever? But what we do here is find out if he's cheating on you. So what we're going to do is find out if he's going to send you the roses or somebody else the roses. So you ready, Kyle?
I'm ready.
Let's go. We're calling Lou.
Yo, it is Lou.
Oh, perfect. Lou, just the man I'm looking for. Hi, my name is Cece. I'm actually with a new company. We're called J&R Flowers. Lou, it's kind of your lucky day. I hope you're feeling good. So you've been chosen to be one of our micro-influencers, Lou, because we think that you have a way with words with your friends. So what we like to do, Lou, is have you send our fire and ice bouquet. This is our bouquet that we say sort of ignites passion in a relationship. And we want you to do it totally free. All we're asking in return, Lou, is that you post us on whatever social media platform you use the most.
Okay.
Sounds good, right? And I'm not going to ask for any personal information like credit card or anything like that. But you know, we just ask that you share us with your friends. Like I said, it's our fire and ice bouquet, which is a dozen red roses, super sexy, which sort of sends a message on its own. But what we like you to do is just personalize it. We'll put a card with it, and that's your chance to, you know, some people get fun, flirty, sexy. I mean, I've seen triple X, if you will. So, that's really the only information I'll need from you is what you want me to write on the card for the message. And then we can actually get them sent out today.
So you could send one to Amy, Monique, and the last one to Cassidy. I mean, as a matter of fact, if you want to do a fourth one, I just send one to you because you sound like you look good.
Oh, my. Well, thank you.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I'm a sugar daddy. You know, I got a couple honeys. So you got an IG. Can I look you up on Instagram?
You know what? I think that's against company policy, but I appreciate
it. Come on. They ain't gonna know. The call they recorded, they ain't gonna know what's up. Come on. Hey, look. How old are you?
The call is actually recorded, but I do want to get these out in the correct form.
Hey, hold up. We got plenty of time. Let me get your IG.
Okay.
Can I at least follow you on Instagram?
Probably not, but you do already have three, options and bouquets to send out.
What's wrong with a fourth? What's wrong with a fourth?
I don't think my bosses would give me authorization because I did already authorize two extra ones.
Well, check this. What we could do is we could take Cassidy off, and then I can get a third one of you, CC, and then, you know, what's up?
Okay, so you're taking Cassidy off.
Yeah. I seen the third one. You, when the last time a man sent you some flowers?
You know, I cannot remember. I cannot.
So there you go. Matter of fact, you ain't even got to send them. You already worked there. You can just take them and put them on your
right
desk.
So ironic, right? Okay, so just Amy and Monique are getting the bouquet now, and myself. That's so nice
Amy,
of you.
Amy, Monique, and yourself. Okay. And you. And okay. Yourself.
So Cassidy's
and
out.
For your car, I could put, I can't wait to see you.
Oh, my. Okay. Okay, so Cassidy is out. I don't think I would like that if I were her. Will you, Cassidy? Will you be all right?
What the f***, Lou? Who are these girls? Don't hello
who
me.
Who is this on the phone?
What do you mean, who is this on the phone? You're a girlfriend of 3 years and you don't even know my, like, my voice? Who are these girls?
Hey, what's up? Hey.
What's up?
Hey, baby. I didn't know you was on the line. I didn't know you was on the line.
You didn't know that I was on the line? That's the whole point. You didn't know I was online, yeah. So you've been doing this all the time?
Why are you tripping? You know why are you tripping? I take care of girl. I've been taking care of you since we first started dating. Why are you being ungrateful?
Being ungrateful?
You being mad ungrateful right now. You being mad ungrateful. Like, for real. Like, for real. You set me up on this little red. This corny. this is a little too extreme. But anyway, to the flower lady. Are you single?
Dude,
wow. We just gonna be like that.
Yeah, I can actually send you some real flowers. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So let me get your IG, and I'll hit you in the DM if you're cool with that.
Okay, Luke, why would you discuss marriage with someone when you're clearly not ready to go down that road?
Look here, man. I got a lot of young women. I'm a player. This is what I do. She knew who I was when she met me. I've been taking care of her, so I don't know what she tripping for. Anyway, flower lady.
No, the answer is no. No.
How much money does this guy have?
I know.
Okay, I got enough, man. I'm taking care of three women right now. I'm trying to put a fourth on if the flower lady gonna give me this idea and start playing.
Okay, hard pass. And also, like, you probably should care that Cassidy's upset right now.
You're absolutely disgusting, Lou. Like, seriously. You're disgusting.
Cassidy, you'll be all right. Yeah, I'm disgusted,
I'm
but I just
I'm
care of you.
You know what? You're right.
You
I'll be all
three
right.
Years. Would you
no.
Tripping?
Mm.
Would
no.
You tripping?
No, I'm out. You're done. You disgusting.
So
go to your nasty little girl.
Cassidy,
so flower lady.
You had no idea he had all these other women?
No.
3 years, no idea?
No idea. Like I told you, I didn't even think physically cheating.
But like, do you even know who like Amy and the other one is? Who's the other
Monique?
One?
No.
Monique?
And he won't say who.
I mean, you know Monique, who one of them said, is. You know, flower lady.
Stop it. Do not.
Oh, my gosh.
You do not lump me in that group of people.
How come you don't want free flowers, flower
I'm a co-worker.
Lady?
I'm a co-worker with a flower lady.
Yeah.
I'm another flower lady.
Stop.
So what's up? So, okay, we got all this going on. I'm just trying to see if flower lady going to give me the IG or not.
No,
or the
you
phone
need
number.
To worry about Cassidy right now.
Yeah, as you can see, she's mad. So we can go.
Yep, flower lady's out. Flower lady's out.
You want to see flower lady's IG? Go to @unfugfeet.
Stop it. Stop. Yeah, go there. Okay.
Do you not?
Flower lady, you out. You out until I really get to talking to you. That's the thing. We ain't exchanging.
I don't want to be in.
He doesn't even care that she's all pissed off.
I know.
He's just all about
so
flower
messed
lady.
Up.
Do you not care to lose Cassidy at all?
No, I care, but I'm just saying, you want to be the fourth or not?
No, oh she my. Said no.
Man, she said
nobody
no.
Nobody wants to be your fourth or your third or anything, Lou. You're disgusting. Oh, have to put Amy and Monique and tell that they nobody else wants you.
All right. Can we hang up on Cassidy and I can talk to the flower lady?
Oh, my gosh. Lou, no.
I like he's smooth.
No, he's not.
Thank you, man.
That's
I appreciate it. Man.
That's, how he
that's not the
girl.
Thing I was
I wouldn't break
of.
Up with him.
No, I would.
If I was Cassidy, I'd probably forgive him later today.
Cassidy,
I got
you.
I got
deserve
you.
Better.
I got
Cassidy.
You.
I don't need any flowers.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
What is going on?
So that's a no for the flowers.
No, he got it.
All right, man. Uh-huh.
Yeah, no.
So Cassidy. Are you still going to be with him or you think it's over?
Hell no. We are done.
After 3 years, you don't think he's going to apologize to you later today?
It don't matter. Like, done. Like, disgusting. I'm like, not even. Did you just hear how he disrespected me on here?
Yeah.
He did, but he was also really kind to Flower Lady.
Stop it.
Like,
it's cool. Look, the two girls I was going to send flowers to, I got some young ladies. They're 19 and 20. You know what I mean?
Dude, you're 30. You're disgusting.
And now it's called being a sugar daddy and taking care of my ladies. So, flower lady,
right.
You want to be
she's
in the stable.
At 30.
There, there.
When you're a sugar right, daddy, what exactly lady. Do? Do you take care of you get them flowers? Do you take care of any bills?
Man.
What?
Flowers, bills, take them out to eat, show them a good time, man. That's what you do when you're a sugar daddy.
Take
man.
Them out to eat.
That makes sense. A whole bank account.
Ooh, buy them ice cream. That ice cream man just pull up?
The paletero.
I actually would like a push pop.
No.
Flower lady's back in.
Ice cream lady.
Flower lady.
You forget you got the wrong. I called her the ice cream lady. You're in.
Well, I thank you guys for doing this, but like, I cannot believe.
You're welcome. All right. Talk to you later. Lou, good day
What's
to you.
What's up, brother?
All right, man. See,
all right, man. Flower lady, I'm going to look you up.
Yeah. All right, Lou. Call me flower man.
All right.
I'm a flower friend. All right. That's
flower war. Friend.
That's Lou with War of the Roses with us, John Jane Rich. Flower girl. Flower lady.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Use your phone the way it was originally designed to be used, talking to other humans. Call us 877-937-1047. John Jay and Rich.
All right, Kyle, let's get some entertainment news. What do you got?
Offset is producing and judging a new competition on HBO. It's a streetwear competition. And so now he's got to start doing promotion. He's doing the rounds, doing interviews. And we've all noticed the lavish gifts that Offset and Cardi B give each other. And turns out he started off with the bar set pretty high.
My first day, I went big. Uh-huh. I wanted to do something that was not normally done, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to have fun and not so serious and, like, you know, enjoyable time. So I took it to the Super Bowl.
That's your first date? You can understand why they're gifting each other 22-karat diamond pendants and necklaces and Rolls Royces.
Birkin bags.
I mean, she posted a picture yesterday, and it was like, I think I counted something like 23 or 30 Birkin bags. I'm like, that's over $1 million in purses right there.
Insane.
So when it comes to the Fast and Furious movies, we know that the infamous Rock Diesel feud, right? Vin Diesel, The Rock, they just, I mean, they literally did not get along on set. They've spoken about it openly. Last month, Vin summed up the origins of the feud in Men's Health, saying, "It was a tough character to embody the Hobbs character, right? My approach at the time was a lot of tough love to assist in getting that performance where it needed to be." So The Rock is now doing interviews because he's got a new movie with Emily Blunt. And he asked him about this. And he goes, "I just, you know, when I heard that, I just laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed some more and then laughed again." And I'll just leave it at that. You know, I wished him well on Fast 9 and I wish him the best of luck on Fast 10, 11 or wherever they want to take, you know, the franchise. And then what I think is funny, because obviously they've talked about this offset or whatever.
Offset.
is Emily Blunt then took the opportunity to take Dwayne's side, jokingly saying, just thank God Vin was there. Thank God he carried you through that.
I heard he said he's not going to do any more Fast and Furious
anymore.
Movies. But I hope he does Hobbs and Shaw. That was such a good movie. I don't think you guys saw it.
I did see it.
Ryan Reynolds is in that movie and doesn't take a role. Like, you don't know he's in it. And he's hilarious in that movie.
I never saw it. But yeah, you're right. He did say he doesn't plan on doing any more with them. So hopefully then everyone could just move on.
Suzette, what's the vibe for horoscopes today?
So before we've done, you know, who's most likely to be a psychopath, and we ranked everyone. So this is the type of psychopath that you could be according to your horoscope sign.
Goals.
John Jay and Rich.
I just saw this meme or something. It says, "Make parties more interesting by telling strangers, I want you to know that I personally have no problem with you being here."
Oh, that's messed up.
That is so messed up.
Imagine being at a party and someone saying that to you.
I'd cry.
Oh. Wait, what?
What's the vibe for Scope Suzette?
This is a type of psychopath you could be based on your horoscope sign. And what I've noticed is that I'm very influenced by whatever I'm watching on TV. Mm. So if I'm watching something like Dr. Death, these are the type of, like, themes we're going to get for horoscopes.
So, like, you want to be, like, a doctor that kills people?
No, like, all I did was...
Like, she's watching that, so now she's telling us about psychopaths.
Yeah. Like, I Googled his birthday and his horoscope sign, and I started reading into psychopaths, and now I found this article.
Okay.
Right. Like, okay. If Suzette was into the Disney movie Luca, she might talk about how strong of a swimmer you are.
Okay. I got you. Okay. Let's start off with Shanae. Gemini, hello, Shanae.
Hi, good morning. So just tell me what sign was Dr. Death? Did you look at it? Tell him he's not a Gemini.
He is not a Gemini. Okay. He is actually an Aries.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad for all the good Aries out there that are not psychopaths. So Shanae, for Geminis, it says here that you could be the lying kind of psychopath. So for this sign, lying can be as easy as breathing. If they're a psychopath, they can't really like comprehend the difference between the truth and a lie. So they rarely question themselves if they've said the truth or not. So to them, they just believe everything that they say.
Ooh, so that means I can just talk people in and just walk it right on into a trap and just do it with a straight face.
Yep, basically.
Ooh, that's
kind of
scary.
That is.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Shanae. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let's go to November. She's a Taurus.
Uh-oh. I'm going on a road trip with Shanae.
Shanae, are you lying to me?
The whole time. I look at Shanae. Are you lying?
As long as you're having a good time. Yeah. Who cares? It's a road trip.
Now, November for Taurus. It says here that you can be a thief psychopath.
Oh, and Janae's going to be like, did you just take my wallet?
It says here that whenever this sign feels emptiness, they compensate themselves by stealing or causing destruction and damage in someone else's life. They feel entitled to do whatever they need to do in order to feel better about themselves.
Oh, my gosh.
Scary.
That's scary. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye, November. Let's go to Daisy. Daisy, what's your sign?
Mother.
Whoa! Goodbye, Daisy. No. She was dropping F-bombs on. No F-bombs. Right? Wow.
What happened there?
Wow. She already is a psychopath. I'm going to radio. We don't do F-bombs on the show. So were you able to drop all that, Rich? Did you get it all?
I believe so.
Good, okay. If you heard the F-bombs, let us know. Mm-hmm. Because then Rich will be fired.
Well, I think if you're listening online, you might get what we call the director's cut of the show. So I don't know if that works online, but if you're on the radio, we got it.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on.
All right. So John Jay, for Virgos, this is the type of psychopath you would be if you were, you know, I feel like sometimes we all have a little bit of craziness. So you would be the academic psychopath. This sign would most likely have a career in medical, law, education, or a scientific field.
A Virgo's, like Dr. Death.
I know. That's what I thought about too. A Virgo's resume would be filled with like lies and half truths. They would work hard to benefit from their clients, patients, and students.
That sounds about right, yes.
Medical and law.
Dr. Van S.
Oh, no. Kyle, for Libras, you would be considered the saint psychopath. This type of psychopath works hard to make sure that everyone thinks they have great morals. They often exploit political or social situations as an excuse to be brutal, scheming, deceiving, controlling, and corrupt. Hmm. So everybody would believe you're a saint.
Oh. Okay. Just kidding. That doesn't seem that bad, right?
Yeah, it really doesn't. The community loves you.
Okay, nobody would see it coming. Now, Rich, for Pisces, you would be considered the artistic psychopath.
Go on.
They manipulate others by making them feel like they're boring, by making themselves, you know, seem artistic and gifted. They have an amazing verbal skill to use to their advantage, making people believe that they're not psychopaths. They're just misunderstood geniuses.
Ooh.
But you'd be a psychopath.
Yeah, but a loquacious one. See that big word there? Yes. See?
You do have good vocab. Gary, Richard. Now for Capricorns, they would be considered the paranoid psychopath. This sign would be highly suspicious of everything and everyone. They're terrified of being exposed and will become dangerous if they feel like you're onto them. And they'll never take responsibility for anything they do, good or bad.
Okay, so if we didn't get to your sign, it's posted at johnjayandrich.com. Kyle, what are you working on for three things we need to know?
Turns out you're not imagining it. Mosquitoes may actually like you better than other people. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you three things you need to know next with John Jay and Rich.
Even when the show is over, we just keep talking. And now you can hear it. Listen to the John Jay and Rich Afterwards podcast on iHeartRadio or on iTunes.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
This week, Harvey Weinstein was extradited from New York, where he was serving 23 years in prison, to California to face other charges against him. So he pled not guilty in an LA court yesterday. He was brought in a wheelchair to face four counts of rape and seven other sexual assault counts. He now awaits a second trial and the possibility of another very lengthy sentence, which I would say is well deserved. Mm-hmm. Ford and Lyft are teaming up for self-driving vehicles for us. The self-driving fleet is being produced by Ford, and Lyft is going to put them out there. So you can get driven around by nobody now, which could reduce some of the drama because, you know, a lot of times there's fights between drivers and passengers. They say the first vehicles will begin carrying passengers in Miami in the coming months, and then they're going to roll out several cities throughout the country over the next 5 years. Sometimes I feel like mosquitoes target me. I feel like I could be out at a barbecue or wherever, by the campfire, wherever it's happening. And I'm like, does anybody else feel like they're being eaten alive? No. And then I leave and I have like 80 stinking bug bites. And mosquitoes gross me out. Turns out they may actually target people. Experts say mosquitoes are actually attracted to a variety of different cues. Among those cues are certain compounds in our skin like lactic acid, other big scientific words that your body puts out. So basically, the more you sweat and the more these compounds are going to be produced, different people produce different levels of these due to genetics. So it's not necessarily like they're attracted to sweaty people. It's basically whatever things your body are putting out in, like, the pheromones, if you will, that's kind of like an understandable thing, the mosquitoes are attracted to. They're attracted to body heat, carbon dioxide, a bunch of different things that you don't realize your body is putting out into the world.
But it's genetic, so you're like, you got tasty DNA for mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Like, if my wife and I are in the backyard, she will have 75 bites and I will have none. Mm. And I'm assuming it's because I'm full of chemicals.
It could be. Maybe.
They're like, well, this girl's all healthy and eating right. She had avocado toast for breakfast. This guy.
I know, I've always wondered.
Swedish fish.
But it's not just one thing, it's several different things. And that's what you need to know.
John Jay and Rich.
We got some stacks and some hacks.
Stacks. Hacks. Stacks and hacks. John Jay and Rich.
A lot of people are embarrassed to buy certain things. According to a new survey, the most common are condoms. Mm-hmm. I remember I had to buy some condoms.
It was awkward.
I laughed so hard. I couldn't stop laughing. I was crying. It was so funny. And they were like behind the counter. And it was like, I need those. I mean, it was just, it was a while ago. My wife was like, what's wrong with you? I go, I don't know. It's just so funny. Bed bug spray. Head lice treatment.
Oh, yep. Sure.
Because then they'd look at you all weird. And nobody's going to stay near you.
No way.
They're afraid that it's not just the people that are checking you out, that you check out the items, but it's also the other shoppers that they're going to judge you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yes.
Should workers get paid for the time they spend commuting? The results of a new poll are mixed, with split down the middle, 50-50, yes and no. What do you guys think?
I think if you have to commute somewhere other than your work for like an event or meetings, yes. No, to your actual place of business that you go every day.
Yeah.
Because you can choose how close you live to that.
Right. Exactly.
What's your favorite event at the Summer Olympics? A new poll found the top five are...
Gymnastics.
That's up there.
Sure. Track.
Yeah. Track's not up there.
Swimming.
Soccer.
Soccer's not up there. Swimming is up there.
Softball?
No.
What else do they have?
I know. What else do they have?
Basketball, beach volleyball, and diving. The least likely events that we're going to watch, handball, ping pong, sailing, and rugby.
Did you see the handball drama?
No.
I think.
It's weird, isn't it?
I think it was like the women's team of the Netherlands or something.
It is.
They like didn't want to wear bikini bottoms, and so they like broke the rules by wearing bike shorts. It was like a big deal.
They got
you got to wear bikini bottoms to play handball?
Yeah.
It's part of the rules.
That's what they were saying. They were like, don't think these rules should be this way. They're kind of sexist. So we're going to wear shorts.
Yeah. What's the difference? Like
for handball?
Yeah. I know.
For beach volleyball, I would think you got to wear bikini bottoms because you want to, and you'd want to, I would think. Same with swimming. You want as less friction so you can run around.
Right, right.
But handball.
I know.
Shorts are right.
But again, I've never really played handball. So, I don't know.
I think they should be able to wear whatever they want. Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell's handing out free tacos today as part of their promo they did for the NBA Finals. They're pushing their Flamin' Hot Doritos taco online. If you walk in and order in person, you can also choose the crunchy, soft, or regular Doritos taco, which is sensational. If you're a child of the 90s, do you know you can still get a lot of your favorite snacks from the 90s on Amazon? Dunkaroos, Ring Pops, Big League Chew, Pop Rocks, and Pixie Sticks all still exist. Pixie really? Sticks are phenomenal.
Yes.
Big League Chew is kind of incredible, too. You get a whole bag of that. Mm-hmm.
1 in 5 people going through divorce use surveillance equipment to spy on their spouse, usually to prove some kind of bad behavior. Things got really crazy during a pigeon racing event in Robbins, California earlier this month.
How crazy.
When people with guns and swords started shooting and stabbing people, 3 men were hurt, 1 serious. As for a motive, investigators say it's likely it involved stuff from a previous pigeon racing event.
Oh,
I don't have audio, but I tried to put something together thinking this is probably what it sounded like. A Russian couple claims they spent 10 days hiding in trees without food to escape a bear that was stalking them. They said they had to throw their food and water at the bear to keep it from killing them. An Indonesian man who had COVID-19 disguised himself as his wife to board a flight. He was caught mid-flight when he went to the bathroom and changed back into men's clothing. He was arrested when they landed. There's a list of celebrities that got tattoos from other celebrities on their body. Justin Bieber had a Selena Gomez-inspired tattoo. Aaron Carter has a face of the tattoo of Rihanna on his body. Mm. Drake's got Sade, Denzel Washington, Lil Wayne. The original director of Space Jam thinks the sequel sucks. He says LeBron James is no Michael Jordan. The soundtrack is terrible. And Bugs Bunny looks awful.
Oh, and you almost said the same thing.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah.
But the soundtrack was not terrible. I actually enjoyed the soundtrack.
Compared to the new one? Compared to the first one? The first soundtrack?
I don't remember it. That's the only song I remember. But
what about Space Jam? We're ready for the Space Jam. We're ready for the Space Jam.
Who did that song?
I don't know. Hey, wait, before we get to life hacks, let's say hi to Malcolm. Malcolm, what's up, man?
Hi. My name is Malcolm, and I need, for an art challenge, I need a random noun from 3 of the hosts. So if I could get a random noun from John Jay, one from Rich, and one from Kyle.
Okay, what's a noun?
Person, place, or thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, come now.
Hand mixer.
Mm-hmm. Hand mixer, good.
I will say watermelon.
Watermelon.
Random noun. Shoe.
Shoe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That is on brand. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, Malcolm.
Back in school already.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yep.
Okay.
Almost. But this is just a little art challenge to keep me sane and busy.
Okay.
So I'll update you when I'm done with it. I'll see you guys later.
He likes to keep busy. Like he's like my son Christopher, who was bummed. On his first day of school, he had heard a rumor that there was going to be math homework, and there wasn't, and he was bummed. I'm like, oh, you're that kid, huh?
Wow.
I know. I was not like that.
No.
I never wanted math homework.
So what do you have for life hacks?
Okay, here's a couple of easy life hacks. If you ever need to stop a yawn, because sometimes it is not a good place to yawn, and I feel like when they start coming, the more you try to stop it, the more the yawn gets pronounced. So science has found a way to help you stop it, and it's really easy. When your mouth opens to yawn, immediately touch the tip of your tongue with your finger. Uh-huh.
Gross.
Ew.
And you will stop the yawn in its track.
But if you make sure your hands are clean first.
Well, of course. Yeah.
COVID.
Use your clean finger. Right. Whatever you're doing with the other finger, the dirty finger, don't touch your tongue with that one. And if you're feeling a little stressed, just a little sad, a little bad mood, there is a trick that science says works every time, and it's to take a pencil or a pen and put it sideways in your mouth like this, and clench it between your teeth. And it actually tricks your brain. It activates the same muscles that are used to smile, which releases dopamine, which makes you happy, even though you're not happy. So chew on a pencil or a pen sideways when you're feeling blue, and touch the tip of your tongue when you want to stop a yawn. Those life hacks and many more up at johnjanerich.com.
I used to love chewing on pencils when I was in school. You don't really see pencils around much.
No.
You know? Selena Gomez posted a TikTok yesterday. Did you see the TikTok that she posted?
No.
So it's got, you'd think she's over Justin Bieber by now, but fans are saying she isn't. I'm going to play the TikTok. It's her sipping on a Coke can. And it's obviously, it's not, you're not going to hear her voice. It's her like lip syncing something, you know, whatever. And I heard it earlier, but now I don't remember what it is. So I'll just play it. But they're saying this is about Bieber.
So you're telling me that you can read his astrological birth chart, but you can't read the red flags? Sis.
Oh, she recreated that one?
Yeah. And she's like, sis. And she sips out of the thing and looks like, So everyone's saying that's about Bieber. What do you think?
I don't know. It could be someone else that she might have been talking to.
Everyone says
or one of her friends who's dating someone.
Yeah.
She doesn't like.
But think about it. I mean, it's making news because they're saying it's about Bieber. So, anyway. So, Suzette's having a baby shower. Mm-hmm. Kyle's got a kid going to school. We're going to get into that next. John, Jane, Rich.
Text us. We won't ghost you. Like that guy you matched with online and went out with once, and he said he wanted to go out again but hasn't responded to your last four messages. Anyway, text JJR and your message to 96893. John, Jane, Rich.
We're going to get to Suzette's baby shower here in a second. First, let's say hi to Andrew.
Well, hello there, Mr. And I hear you've been getting busy, and you intrigue me about your tease about the later podcast. But I wondered what exact details you had about now that you're Mr. Smooth and stuff that Miss We Love You Long Time did to you under the sheets. Did you pop a tent, as they say, or did the chicken go cock-a-doodle-doo? What happened?
You're referring to my story I told 2 hours ago where I went and got a massage. That's what you're talking about.
I never got one myself because I'm afraid, if you can rub me there, we're going to end up horizontal. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I was horizontal.
You're already there laying on the bed, right?
I can't imagine getting massage standing up.
Well, I know,
up.
But horizontal with some movement because when you move, you groove. And then
I got a legitimate massage. There was nothing.
But you sure, John Jay, then what was so tantalizing about it, brother?
Okay, I'll tell you. I'm gonna say it on the podcast. We're gonna do the podcast
okay,
a little bit.
So you're gonna leave it right there. All right, I'll handle you, Mr. Teaser, instead of the ultimate pleaser.
Because there's some stuff that happened in the massage that I want to tell, and I want to get into detail, but I also don't know if some of it's safe for on just plain old radio.
I know. And then Daisy went over there flipping off her opioids. I'm like, what the heck? Good Lord Almighty, it's a crazy day. I'll hold out, though, for you, Daddy.
All right. Boy, there's a lot of, if you didn't catch the last 2 hours of the show, you don't know what he's talking about.
Yep. But you just unpacked.
I'm getting it all. I love it all on John, Jay, and Rich. I'll be right there, baby.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Andrew.
What a recap. Yeah. What a tease.
Last 2 hours have been pretty crazy, let me tell you. All right, so baby shower. What's the deal? When is it?
It's on Saturday. Oh. And remember I told you guys, like, it was hard for me to be excited for the baby shower because we had to cancel our wedding, like our big party, because of the pandemic. So I almost had like PTSD and I felt like something was going to happen where we were going to have to cancel the baby shower. Well, now I'm excited because it's like, you know, 2 days away, and we've actually gone all out for this baby shower. It's kind of ridiculous. It's like a little silly. But a lot of the vendors that we were using for our wedding that we lost money with, they were like, hey, we got you for the baby shower. Like, let us take care of this. Let us take care of that.
Well, that's good.
So we basically are having like this huge baby shower. It's we have like a pretty long guest list. And then all the alcohol that we had that you gave us, John Jay, for the wedding, all the alcohol we bought, we are using it for the baby shower.
That's fun. I don't think I've heard of a baby shower like that. Baby shower.
For sure. All piñatas, all birthday parties, you always have alcohol. But we have an open bar for this baby shower. And it's like mimosas, you know, instead of mimosas.
Cute.
We have paloma, like paloma baby is one of the drinks. That's like, tequila, vodka crybaby, like vodka cranberry, stuff like that. So I'm excited for it. But the only thing that I'm a little bummed out about is that the Mexican border was supposed to open yesterday, and they actually extended the restrictions to August 21st. So a lot of family, you know, that's in Mexico, mine and Mr. Baby's, my husband's, won't be able to come.
Oh, what a bummer.
I know. That was the only thing that we're like, fingers crossed, hopefully they get to come. But, you know, they're still going to be.
Well, I noticed something that, you know, you were such a Phoenix Suns fan. You even had your nails painted like the Phoenix Suns, but it was like they lost, and she was like, "Goodbye, Suns." She's like, and then you start painting your fingernails the baby shower colors, like during like at halftime.
I was like,
"You're like, I'm out.
I'm out. I'm over it.
Yeah,
get off this nail.
No more purple."
Right, so baby shower Saturday. That's big.
Yeah, I'm excited. So, I'm going, and so I'm like very excited to like be in this environment.
I'm so pumped.
This is Suzette's world.
I know Peyton's going for sure too. So yeah,
John Jay and Rich.
All right, so there's so many different levels of life going on in this show. You got Suzette, who's going to have a baby in a month. You've got Rich, whose son is driving to school for the first time. You got me, who my son is going to university as a freshman for the first time. And then you've got Kyle. What's going on with baby Easton?
He's not a baby anymore. He is 4, and he is starting preschool. This year, it's his very first year at preschool.
I can't believe how fast that went by.
It sucks. I am like having a really hard time with this. I had a really hard time when Addie, who is now going into first grade, went to preschool. I remember because I just feel like there is something about this particular milestone that's so huge because this is where the kids get the influence from all the other people, other students, new teachers, different adults. Like, this is where I don't get him all to myself anymore. And this is where he, like, actually becomes a kid, you know? And so I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. Like, he starts on Tuesday of next week. And I can't even bring myself to buy him a backpack. I'm like, don't go.
It is, I remember it being very emotional for my wife when Dutch went, which is funny because Dutch is now with her alone on vacation, right? Her youngest, I remember her even keeping him home an extra year, not taking him to preschool. I'm pretty sure she did that. Mm-hmm. But what's funny too is Jake, who is going to college, going to the University of Arizona in 3 weeks, he is going to college. His roommate is the kid he's been friends with since preschool.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
See, it's so crazy. Right, like, right. These people that he's going to be with will affect the rest of his life, essentially. Like, this is his educational foundation. And there's a lot of pressure on it, and we love the school that he's going to. It's the same one where Addie went, and, you know, I love the environment, so I'm comfortable with that. It's just like, it's so huge, you know? And it's like, I got to say goodbye to my baby.
Not if you have another one soon, Kyle. You should have another baby.
No, we're done. Aww. We've closed the baby shop, which makes me sad. But
did you go to preschool?
I did go to preschool. Yeah, but the thing you were saying with Easton, same thing. Like, he's 4, and he will be one of the oldest in his class because he will do preschool, and then next year he'll do pre-K, and then he'll go to kindergarten, and he'll be 6. He'll be one of the older kids in kindergarten. And it's weird because I have one of my girlfriends who just posted a picture yesterday of her son going to kindergarten, and he's Easton's age. Like, he's 4.
That's
what happened. 2 more years one of my on top of him.
Did you go to preschool, Suzette?
Yeah, I did.
Did you go to preschool, Rich?
I didn't.
Me neither. We were just like,
Yep.
Kindergarten. That's probably why I'm a little messed up.
Yeah. You needed those first years to prep you.
I remember, I told the story before. I remember being in kindergarten, and this is probably the stuff you learn in preschool not to do, is I remember thinking that if I put my fingers in my ears and screamed, nobody could hear me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's why I think I was by myself in the back room for a while.
You know, that didn't change. We've been in meetings where you'd pull a hoodie up and you thought nobody could see you.
I know. Yeah. I'm telling you, I think preschool is extremely important.
It is. Well, and every kid's different. So, you know, it's like my friend's son is ready. He's ready. And it's like she knows the best decision for him. But for me, I'm like, can we wait another year?
He's 8 years old and, so, you know, in kinder.
At four, too, they say, and this always blows my mind because I think it's true because my kids are older now. By the time your kids are five, that's their personality that they pretty much have the rest of their lives. So you got 4 or so years to kind of help mold them in some way. But by the time they're five, they are locked into who they are.
Fascinating.
So crazy.
All right, so I want to play something for you, and I think, you know, Suzette was pretty bent out of shape and hurt that the Phoenix Suns didn't win the finals.
Yes, absolutely.
And I keep telling you, this Giannis guy, Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's like really funny, but he's got a great personality. Yeah. You see what he did yesterday?
No. At McDonald's?
No, Chick-fil-A.
Oh, Chick-fil-A, that's
so
right.
He had 50 points, right? He scored 50 points, which is like a record or something. So he went to Chick-fil-A. He went on Instagram Live, and my son Kemp was watching, and he told me yesterday, and he ordered a 50-piece nugget. McNugget deal, whatever you call it.
At Chick-fil-A.
And he's in the drive-thru. And he brought the trophy with him. He's got the trophy in the back seat, and he's kissing it and loving it. And he goes through. And it's so funny because on his Instagram Live, he goes in, and there's, you know how they greet you in line?
Mm-hmm.
So this girl, she's just like smiles and everything's so friendly. But this is what happened to Chick-fil-A.
This is a free promo right here, but it is what it is. Chick-fil-A. Can I have, please, a 50-piece Mac Minis? 50, exactly.
Okay.
Not 51, not 49. Chicken minis, yes. And let me have a large drink. No ice, half Sprite, half lemonade.
This is how this is going to be? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, let's go! Bird C6! Bird C6!
Bird C6! Bird C6! Bird C6!
Oh, he's so cool.
Loving life.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear Lorde's new song?
Mm-mm. No.
I love the title of the song, and it's actually pretty good. You know, her and I had a little run-in.
You guys did?
Yeah. Weren't you there?
No.
Were you there, Kyle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you have run-ins like this with so many different celebrities, it's insane.
But I like this song. It's called Stoned at the Nail Salon.
Oh, okay.
And I actually kind of like the hook. The beginning part, I'm kind of like, yeah, but then I think it's pretty good.
Because all the beautiful girls, they will fade like the roses. And all the times they will change, it'll all come around. I don't know. Maybe I'm stoned at the nail salon. Maybe I just stoned at the nail salon again.
Yeah.
All right.
I kind of like that. Okay. Stoned at the nail salon.
Catchy.
I think I'll have to hear it again.
I'll have to use it for some videos on Unfug Feet and TikTok videos. John Jane Rich.
Blow us up on text. We don't care. Text JJR and your message to 96893.
All right, new guy Nick in the studio because I think he I want to see he's that guy. He's that family. But I also think those of us that have kids have either been that family or been terrified of being that family. But it's been a while, as far as I know, since I've been that family. But what happened to you, Nick?
Man, I tell you guys, there are two places you do not want your child to get sick. The first is your grandmother's funeral. Mm-hmm. I had to leave my dress clothes in Illinois. She vomited so uncontrollably all over me.
Oh, no.
Poor baby.
The second place is a very confined space. An airplane.
Oh.
She had gotten sick after the funeral, and we're just like, let's just go. We just gotta go. Our flight's this afternoon. We just have to leave because we don't. If she is sick, we can't get anybody else sick. So let's roll. And she was pretty lethargic the entire flight. She was sleeping kind of the entire flight. But we are on edge. as this is happening. And so every time she would take her pacifier out, my child is 14 months old, we would be like, ah! With the barf bag right underneath her face. And we got done with our third episode of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and it happened.
No. Like, you legit used the barf bag on the flight.
And she's all pissed off because she's like, I want to spit all this stuff out, but I don't want this white bag in my face while I'm doing it. So she's batting at the bag. Meanwhile, we've got vomit coming down our legs and onto the seat. And I was like, this may be an unpopular opinion, but thank God we're all wearing masks, because I slipped it down just enough and the scent.
What are the other passengers freaking out? Are they
no
cool?
One else noticed. No one else noticed. My wife immediately goes for the flight attendant button, and I just grabbed her hand and said, "Don't. We don't need anyone to know what has just transpired."
Well, the fact that
here.
You pulled that off is fantastic, because I would think that passengers would hear her crying, would hear the
no,
wow.
She's
the
wind.
You're lucky.
She really wasn't crying at all. She was just not feeling so hot.
My nephew he's 15. He was 14, I think, in December, and my sister was flying to Hawaii. And as soon as the plane took off, he started vomiting.
Oh, no.
At 14, all over the plane. That's terrible. Ugh. In the bathroom, that's terrible.
We had 40 minutes left, and just the entire time we're on the edge of our seats. So
yeah, we made it. You're lucky. That's the best that could possibly happen.
Yes.
That's amazing. I didn't think it was going to go that well.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, so Peyton's in the studio. Last time we talked to Peyton, I think you were talking about how the big deal is you and your boyfriend might move in together, and you had a special situation. How's that going?
Yeah, so we went and looked at the guest house yesterday, and it fits perfectly, and we are going to be signing a lease and up out of my grandma's house in middle of August, like right after my birthday.
Nice.
Well, that's the plan. So I'm so pumped. I'm like so ready to get out of there. And it's like one of my best friends, she's living in it right now. It's her parents' guest house. And I was like, you can just leave everything. And they're like, perfect. So it's fully furnished. All I have to bring is my clothes and my shoes.
That's
like,
amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And you said utilities are covered?
Utilities, cleaning Wi-Fi.
People.
Yep. Hulu, Netflix, all those subscriptions.
Ooh, you got hooked up.
There's a nice pool. There's a chicken coop. It's like across the street.
Chicken
from
coop.
Some, yeah, they have like a chicken coop.
Get some eggs.
Some fresh eggs. Yeah, they have like so much land. It's gorgeous.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm
like,
so
if you
excited.
Weren't going to do it, would they have advertised? Were they looking for a renter?
Totally. So like it happened because I was talking to my friend. I'm like, okay, you leave on the first. Like, what's going on? And she's like, well, I'm about to move out of the guest house. I'm like, well, what are they going to do? And like, put it up for rent. And I was like, let me text her right now.
But when they would advertise it, would they have said chicken coop?
Probably.
And like, do you have access to the chicken coop?
Yeah, I mean, it's right there.
Fresh eggs?
Fresh eggs, all that.
Heck yeah.
Why would you ever leave that place? That sounds amazing.
Well, my mom, we were in a group chat, and she's like, we're ready to move in when you're leaving. I'm like, no.
Is it a one-bedroom, two-bedroom?
It's a one-bedroom, one-bath. It's like literally the perfect size.
And the pool is also the main house pool? It's not like
I mean, it's all so joint. But the thing is, like, it's my friend's mom and her stepdad. Like,
you're comfortable?
Totally. I'll
right,
walk
but
in
if
there
you
and
have
bother them.
Friends come over and they're all hanging out at the pool, you probably got to tell her, can I have friends? I'm going to hang out at the pool. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, if they're just coming into the guest house, I wouldn't need to.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yay.
Yeah. No, I'm really pumped.
Okay. Something else that I was asking about. So your boyfriend works with your dad for your dad? Wait, Grant. Yes, Grant. Yes.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Okay.
You just mentioned the pool, asking permission. Schwanding.
Yes.
What if we schwanded at this joint pool?
A show bonding.
A show bonding experience. Yeah. I think that'd be great.
I think it would be fun.
But she has to not tell. She has to not tell the people.
Oh, my God.
No.
Your second day.
To see what happens.
Make us a bunch of those fresh eggs for food.
Please don't do that.
Okay, so your boyfriend, does he work for your dad or with your dad? How's
it
work?
It's like a with it's a with thing,
I think. Why did he get your dad upset?
Oh, no.
So, my boyfriend Kadeem overslept, and he needed to be at work. And I think it was a little bit hungover, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe he just slept through his alarm.
Mm-hmm.
But it was an interesting day.
But your dad pulled strings to get him a job.
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
So and it's not like he's been there 10 years. I mean, he's new.
Right.
So was he late?
No, he didn't go.
He didn't go.
He's not on a set schedule, so it's not like something that he has to be there. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
it's not
really
one of those things. It's not like that.
He was expected to be there?
I think so. I don't know.
What job are you not expected to show up at?
I don't know.
He doesn't have a set schedule, but he was supposed to be there.
He comes and goes, but
he was still supposed to be there that day at some point.
But why didn't he go? Like, he just...
Because we went to breakfast instead.
Oh.
That's not good.
I'd be pissed if I was your dad, too.
You need to send him, like, go work.
He wasn't that mad, but my dad's dramatic. And
a no-show is
really dramatic.
Gen Z. Not being dramatic when you are employing someone and on social media, they don't show up and you get upset.
That reflects on your dad because he brought him in here as a favor.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
And being late is one thing, but a no-show,
not that serious.
It's a big deal.
It is not that serious.
That's the difference between Gen Z and Gen X.
It is not that serious.
Like anybody in this room, if we were late for anything, just late, we would panic.
But
yeah,
we
panic. We drive 1,000 miles an hour.
His situation is different.
Okay.
It's different. It's like, I'm here. Hey, I'm here to help.
All right.
That's what it is.
So your dad got mad, was still upset. Your dad was upset.
I think he was a little irritated.
Okay, so now, what you said you saw Joey Bradfish's wife last night?
Yeah, Joyride.
You just bumped into her? Or?
Yeah, she was there. And I had to send a picture to Joey to be like, huh, we're getting tacos and margaritas.
So you hung out with her?
I mean, yeah, we talked.
Oh, wow.
But she was with her friend and I was with my friend.
Did you guys all four sit down or you just said, hey, what's up?
No, we were like a table away.
Oh.
But like we came and talked like maybe two or three times during.
Did you listen in?
During my three margaritas.
Oh, nice. You listen in to hear what's going on? Get a little scoop for Joey?
Dude, yeah, pretty much. Joey comes back. She's like, she was meeting with her friend, right? I was like, yes.
Oh.
Joey. I'm like, yes.
A little crazy.
A little jelly.
Mm-hmm. Jelly Joey.
A little jelly Joey. Where's Jelly Joey? Jelly Joey?
Look at him. Look at him.
I hope this intercom works. Go ahead.
To keep up my tabs there. But she's hanging out with Chanel at like 8 o'clock. And I'm like, send her home. She needs to go to bed. She has to work in the morning.
And I had to tell him to leave me alone.
You can tell Peyton she needed to go to bed. She needed to come to work in the morning.
You were telling Chanel to send Peyton home.
Yeah.
I saying, oh, I thought you were telling Peyton to send Chanel.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I said, I need her bright and early in the morning. Send her home.
Yeah, no show.
What time were you out till last night, Peyton?
I was asleep by 9 p.m.
Oh, okay. That's not so bad.
Yeah, that's
okay. All right, so now we're going to find out about Kyle. Did your husband play a joke on you? He did something?
I don't necessarily know if it was a joke, but it's an ongoing thing that I am extremely tired of.
Okay, we will find out what happened to Kyle next, Jonte and Rich.
Use your phone like an actual phone and call us. 877-937-1047. Jonte and Rich.
All right. So Kyle's husband, Fish, if you don't know, we call him Fish. He's got many names.
Yes.
But we call him Fish. What did he do?
Fish thinks he's really funny. And I've shared this with you guys before. In our old house, when I would wash my face, getting ready for bed, he would climb up onto the counter and quietly stand up above me and mess with me. Sometimes it would be clothed, sometimes not clothed, if you get the picture. So things would show up on my forehead as I was lifting up out of the sink, and he thinks it's really funny. Well, we moved.
That is really funny.
And it's a little more difficult for him to do that, because in our last house, my sink was basically connected to the tub area, and the tub has stairs that went up, like a stair that went up into it, so he could very quietly climb up onto the counter. He's been trying to do this ever since we moved into our house now, but it's just a sink area. Like, so you kind of have to, like, jump up on, or he can't do it really quietly. So I've caught him every time. He's done
be
it.
Caught mid. Like, he's got to be a weird, pose, especially if you're naked.
I know. Okay. I know. So I'm like, just cut it out. It's not working. So now this is, like, very terrifying, because I feel like this is my nightmare. So the other night, I'm washing my face, and he hasn't tried any of these shenanigans in a while, so I feel like I'm a little too comfortable washing my face, feeling safe. And I literally, like, go up, start drying my face, and I look, and his face is just right next to mine. So he's standing beside me, but I'm like, ah!
That's alarming. So simple.
So you've got your hands covered, your mirror's right here, and when you move your hands, he's right
there.
So there's another face next to
him. He's right next to
awesome.
Me, and I see his face in the mirror right next to mine. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
That's such a simple little
mind. Scary tactic. Yeah. Yes. Scary.
Okay, but then he took it a whole nother level step further, if you will. So I put my pajamas on, and he went into the room ahead of time, which usually I take longer than him because it takes me forever to get ready for anything. And so I'm heading into the room, and normally, if he gets into bed before me, he's like in bed and we have like a light, you know, that's on. Or if the lights are already off, we'll do what we call assisted light, and then he'll turn on his flashlight on his phone so at least I can see my way into the bed. The light was all the way off, and I'm like, I'm literally like mumbling, complaining to him. I'm like, dude, thanks for the assisted light. I guess I'll just get into bed. No worries, right? And so I'm walking into my spot right next to the bed, right? And then all of a sudden, I hear a rustling behind me. Nothing should be behind me. There's like a fake plant behind me. And I'm like, ugh. And he's hiding behind the plant in the dark.
Like, you think he's in the bed.
I think he's in the bed.
Lights
down,
out.
Lights out, ready for sleeping. And there he is hiding behind the plant in our room. I was like, what the F are you doing?
That's so good.
What was he doing? Just trying to mess with
you? He was trying to scare me. And it worked.
And you're mumbling, you're all mad. How did he not laugh back there?
Thanks a lot for the assisted lie. Don't worry about me. I'll just get in bed. Well, I don't trip over anything. And then I just hear this, like, and I'm like, what? And I turn and it's his body coming out. And I'm like, ah!
Scaring people is fun.
It is, it really is.
Especially if you level 10 freak out over the smallest. Like, he's taken the thing that was so advanced of climbing on the sink and made it so boiled down to
so
just
simple.
It's brilliant, really. It's
terrifying.
Really brilliant.
Yeah, I used to love putting on my a Santo mask, which is a Mexican lucha libre mask, and I would like to fast walk to my mom.
Why are those so scary? Like, we know who it is, but when you fast walk towards someone, it's like, ah!
Oh, she gets so scared. Yes. All right, we're going to play Suzette's Pop 10. John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
All right, we're going to play Suzette's Pop 10. Jill is our contestant. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
You're playing for tickets to see Pitbull and Iggy Azalea, okay?
Ooh, yeah. No, yeah, exciting.
People, how do you play this game, Suzette?
So this is Pop 10, pop culture in 10 seconds. So I'm going to give you a category. You have 10 seconds to name as many things in that category, so you can get up to 20 points just in the first round, okay? So Nick, new guy Nick, is going to be our judge, because every mistake we make, he catches it right away. So he's going to tell me when I should not give you a point or when I should give you a point. So we're going to go in this order: John, Jay, Rich, Kyle, then you, Jill. You ready? Okay, you're going to hear the timer. It's a 3-2-1, and then you're going to hear the 10-second bell with the whistle at the end that's going to tell you when to stop. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're starting with John Jay. So earlier today, John Jay, we talked about the infamous Fast and Furious feud between Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Vin Diesel. Mm-hmm. I need you to name actors or actresses that were once feuding or are currently feuding, and I need both names for it to count.
Britney Spears, Jamie Lynn Spears, Drake and Chris Brown, 50 Cent and Fat Joe.
Okay, Fat Joe and 50 Cent. Yeah, Okay, oh, that's we'll
huge.
Give you that.
That was
all right,
huge.
All right, all right. And then I guess you can say they were all actors. You know, Chris Brown was in a movie once. Jamie Lynn Spears, Britney Spears, Crossroads. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
John Jay with 3 points.
Here.
The review afterwards. Boy, that's scary.
I was looking more for like Angelina Jolie, Jennifer Aniston, you know, actresses. Okay. John, Rich. Today is Selena Gomez's birthday. She's turning 29
That's
years old.
That's why she's popping up on all my memories.
Yeah, it's her birthday today, 29. Name as many Selena Gomez songs as you can in 10 seconds.
Let's see.
Oh my gosh,
it's been so long since she's been on the charts. Without You, Forever, Love Me.
I don't think those are any of
Chris Brown songs.
It's been even longer.
Love You Like a Love Song.
Great
Good
song.
For You. Come and Get It. Lose You to Love Me. Same mm-hmm. Old Love.
Same
sorry,
Old
Rich.
Love is a great song.
Rare, Bad Liar. Okay, no point for you, Rich. I'm sorry. Kyle? So the manager to a lot of big artists, Scooter Braun, has filed for divorce from the wifey yesterday. Name celebrities that are divorced. Both names for it to count.
Anna Faris, Chris Pratt, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie. Oh my God, there's so many of them. Megan Fox, Brian Austin Green. Who else? Oh my God, there's so many of them. Why am I blanking?
Kim and Kanye.
Oh yeah, Kim and Kanye. Yeah. Stupid. I know,
that's
but there's like
really
a gajillion.
Good.
There's like
it's
a
almost
bajillion.
Like you could have kept going like Brad Pitt, Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
But
Angelina
Jolie. Oh, yeah, they were married. Like, I almost said that. And then I was like, were they married? But they were stupid. Well, what's wrong with you, stupid old?
You still got a bunch. That was really good.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, you took it.
3 points for Kyle. So you're tied with John Jay right now.
I don't get a point for each name?
No, it's just you get a point for the couple.
Rude.
I know, I'm sorry. All right, Jill, you ready?
Shoot, that's up. I don't make the rules.
I'm
like,
nervous.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, I know.
Okay, Jill. So Kanye confirmed that his album Donda will be dropping this Friday. So in 10 seconds, Kanye. I need you to name all of Kanye's songs.
All of them?
All of them.
Gold Digger. Deepest Walk. Bound. A Devil in a Dress. Devil in a New Dress.
I don't know about the last one, but you got 3 points, Joe. That's very good. You're tied with Kyle and John Jay, okay?
All right.
All right. So really quick, round two, John Jay.
Mm-hmm.
This week, Jeff Bezos went to space and back in 10 minutes. I need you to name as many movies that take place in space and no sequels. I just need the one movie. That's it.
Star Wars, Star Trek, Planet of the Apes, Wall-E, Armageddon.
Good job. 8 points for you there. All right.
Ooh, eight points.
8 points.
Eight. Oh, mm-hmm. Total.
Total.
Ooh. Not in that one.
That's going to be hard to get.
Ooh. All right, Rich.
Yep.
Number one in the box office last weekend was Space Jam 2, A New Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to name athletes that turned into actors.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, The Rock, LeBron James, Dennis Rodman.
John Cena.
4 points. You came back with that. You came back. Very nice. Okay, Kyle.
Oh, no.
So, you know, we're all super into the show Dr. Death on Peacock.
Ooh.
Name as many famous doctors as you can. It can be real or fictional.
Why?
You got this.
I could go off on this.
You can?
General Hospital.
Dr. Death is one.
Dr.
Alan Quartermain.
McDreamy! I could have got the whole Grey's Anatomy stuff. Dang it!
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Feelgood.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre. Dr. Phil.
Dr.
You know,
Oz.
Sometimes, I get it, you guys know all the answers, okay? Sometimes
Dr.
pressure
no.
the game and makes my mind go blank.
Dr. Evil.
Okay, you got 4 points. So Jill, John Jay has 8 points. You have 3 points. You can tie it up with 5 points or beat him with 6 points, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay, this might be a tough one. So we know for sure Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn Spears, her sister, are not cool. Those are two very famous sisters. So name other famous siblings, and I need both names for it to count.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even think. Peter Fonda, Jane Fonda.
Shirley MacLaine and Warren Beatty.
Beyonce.
If you did the Kardashian sisters, would that only count as one?
Oh my gosh. I give it two of them. All of them. I just had Kanye too. Oh my gosh.
No,
I know. I know how it is, Jill.
You could go Kardashians without duplicating. Yeah. You could go Kim.
Oh yeah, Kim and Courtney, Chloe and Chris.
And then go Kendall and Kylie. And then could you go Kylie and Kim? You could zigzag all kinds of different ways.
I would have taken that. Beyonce and Solange is a big one. Yeah. But John Jay is a big winner of today's podcast.
What? Oh my
God. Good job. Good job, John Jay.
Oh, God.
Good job.
What a surprise. That my
is,
God.
It is very surprising.
Oh, my God.
You're the best at saying a lot of things.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. You trained really hard for this. All right, Jill, hold on. We're going to set you up. It's John Jay and Rich.
Now back to John Jay and Rich.
Kyle, what do we need to know?
Researchers say the month you were born in may have a big impact on your health. For example, they found May and July babies have it pretty easy, come with no health issues. December babies maybe have to worry about bruising. But for those born in September, October, or November, health concerns include psychosocial disorders, colon issues, postpartum depression, complications during pregnancy or childbirth, dependency on painkillers, a whole list of things. So I guess those are the worst months to be born in.
I was born in one of those,
and I think I'm all right.
And I have most of those.
You were born then.
I thought it was September
4th, yes. Oh, so maybe the research is true.
John Jay and Rich.
Hello. Hi, how's it going? You're so out of breath. What happened?
I was doing a foot photo shoot for Unfug. A foot.
The launch is in Sweden.
So, let me tell you what happened. I got this car that I have with the Turo app. And I told you, I let my friend Tony run it, and he gives me 50%, or I give him 50%.
It's where you can rent your car.
Yeah. So he calls me the other day. He goes, "Hey, so far, we made $3,200 with your car."
Holy.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yes.
I'm so out of breath right now.
Is that your 50% or that's total?
That's total. So he goes,
He's had it a month.
I know. So he goes,
"Pretty good.
I'm going to drop off some money for you." So he dropped off $1,600 for me on a check. And I was on the phone. The phone call I was telling you guys about, right? So I said, I'm on this conference call. Can you just leave the check under the mat at my front door?
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay?
I'm out of breath from running. So I took the check. I was still on the call. And he texts me. He goes, "Check's under the mat." So I'm still on the call. I open the door. I look under the mat. There's the check. I put it on my counter, our little island in the kitchen. And my wife's gone. My middle son's gone. Nobody's been in my house. Put it on the counter. My son Jake comes home from work at 6:30. We go eat, Then he's got to sign up online for something. And he goes and does whatever he's doing online. And I go to bed. And he goes to bed.
Still?
That's how out of shape I am. This morning I get up. Check's gone.
What?
It's not on the counter. I don't know where it is.
No.
Yeah. And it's the only explanation would be that maybe he didn't steal it. But I'm hoping he did, because it was folded in half. I hope he didn't take it and use it for scrap paper.
That would be bad.
I know.
Check the trash, dude.
I did check the trash.
Nothing?
Nothing. It's gone. I don't understand.
That's a lot of money.
I know.
Eat it? Your dog?
There's only two dogs in the house right now.
No.
I don't know what to do.
What a mystery.
Thank you for listening to John Jay and Rich on iHeartRadio. For more, go to johnjayandrich.com. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
In my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.